You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back. And in this episode of the Injury Helpline Podcast, we're addressing one of the most heartbreaking forms of medical malpractice, preventable birth injuries. Did you know that every 20 minutes in America, a baby is born with a birth injury that could have been prevented? Today, we're exploring how these life-altering events happen, what signs families should look for, and what legal rights they have when a trusted medical provider causes harm during delivery. Because when a newborn suffers, the entire family deserves answers and justice.
That statistic is absolutely heartbreaking, especially considering how many of these injuries stem from preventable medical errors.
You know what's particularly concerning? These aren't just isolated incidents in small hospitals. We're seeing cases across every type of birthing facility, from major medical centers to rural clinics. The most common serious injury is oxygen deprivation, which can lead to permanent brain damage in just minutes.
And I imagine that's where timing becomes absolutely critical. How quickly do medical teams need to respond when they notice signs of distress?
Well, in cases of severe oxygen deprivation, medical teams typically have what doctors call the golden hour, that crucial window where immediate intervention can prevent permanent damage. But here's what's troubling. Studies show that in about 40% of birth injury cases, the warning signs were present for hours before any action was taken.
That's exactly why having access to immediate legal guidance through services like the Injury Helpline becomes so crucial. Families need to understand their options right away.
Speaking of options, let me share something that often surprises people. Birth injury cases can involve multiple responsible parties. It's not just about the doctor who delivered the baby. We're talking about nurses, anesthesiologists, the hospital itself, and sometimes even the manufacturers of medical devices.
The complexity of these cases must make them particularly challenging to navigate without proper legal representation.
You're right, and here's why. Medical records in birth injury cases often span thousands of pages. Everything from prenatal care to delivery room logs needs to be scrutinized. Expert witnesses have to review fetal monitoring strips, medication records, and staff communication logs to identify exactly where things went wrong.
So, what are some of the most common types of preventable birth injuries you're seeing?
Well, beyond oxygen deprivation, we're seeing a troubling number of cases involving improper use of delivery tools. For instance, forceps injuries occur in about 1 in every 2,000 births. Then, there's brachial plexus injuries from excessive force during delivery. These affect roughly 2 to 3 babies per 1,000 births.
The long-term implications of these injuries must be staggering for families.
They truly are. Let me put this in perspective. For a child with severe cerebral palsy caused by a birth injury, lifetime care costs can exceed $10 million. That includes medical treatment, therapy, specialized education, and home modifications. Many families are forced to make impossible financial choices.
That's precisely why having the Injury Helpline's free consultation service available 24/7 can be such a crucial lifeline for these families.
Exactly right. And here's something important about timing. While most states extend the statute of limitations for birth injury cases, families shouldn't wait to seek legal guidance. Evidence can disappear, memories fade, and medical records can become harder to obtain as time passes.
The emotional toll on families must be overwhelming while they're trying to navigate all of this.
It really is, and that's why having proper legal support is so crucial. The Injury Helpline connects families with attorneys who specialize in birth injury cases, professionals who understand both the medical complexities and the emotional sensitivity required. These attorneys work on contingency, meaning families don't pay unless they win their case.
That financial arrangement must provide some relief for families already facing massive medical bills.
Absolutely. And here's another important point. These attorneys often work with medical experts who can testify about the standard of care and exactly how it was breached. This expert testimony is crucial because birth injury cases are among the most technically complex in medical malpractice law.
The whole process sounds incredibly detailed. What's the first step families should take if they suspect a birth injury?
The very first step is documenting everything. keeping detailed records of medical appointments, taking photos of visible injuries, and writing down observations about the child's development. Then, reaching out to the injury helpline for that free consultation can help families understand if they have a viable case.
That immediate access to legal guidance could make all the difference in building a strong case.
Before we wrap up today, I want to emphasize something crucial. While we hope no family has to deal with a birth injury, having access to proper legal representation can mean the difference between struggling alone and securing the resources needed for proper care. The Injury Helpline is available 24/7 to connect families with experienced attorneys who understand these complex cases.
That's such an important message to end on. Families don't have to navigate this challenging journey alone.
Thank you all for joining us today. Remember, if you or someone you know has been affected by a birth injury, help is available. The Injury Helpline's free consultation service can connect you with attorneys who will fight for the compensation your family deserves.